Siman Tov Reish Dalet, the beginning of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Seder Erev Yom HaKippurim. So we learn from the Gemara. From a number of places, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Machaber begins Tov Reish Dalet, Sif Aleph, mitzvah lechol be'erev Yom HaKippurim u'leharbos besudo. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and have big seudos. Mishabur gives down the source from the Gemara, Sifkat and Alab, Dirksiv, the Pasuk says, the Nisem es Nafsho Seichem, you should afflict yourself, B'tisha Lachodesh Ba'erev, on the ninth day in the evening, which is a strange way for the Torah to tell us to fast on the tenth. Hayelo Lichlo, B'tisha Lachodesh Ba'erev, Ta'anu es Nafsho Seichem, Ad Erev. Umi Dirksiv, V'inisem, B'tisha Lachodesh, Mashvashi Sanu B'tisha. So the fact, the way it's phrased, sounds like we're supposed to fast on the 9th. Ube'emes, Yom HaKippurim, Enu Ela, Ba'asara L'chodesh. But we know the Yom Kippur is on the 10th. V'kiblu Chazal, Da'adarabo, just the opposite. Mitzvah, Minatorah, Lecho, Be'erev, Yom Kippur. The Mishaburi Paskins is a mitzvah, Minatorah, to fast on Erev, Yom Kippur. And Hashem's going to give a schar for eating on Erev Yom Kippur as if we were commanded to fast and we fasted. Now, obviously it's easier to eat than to fast. Most of us like eating. So it's easy for us to eat. Most of us don't like fasting. We like eating. And therefore the Torah is telling us that you get more schar in general for fasting than eating. But here is an exception. That when you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, Hashem gives you schar as if you were expected to fast and did fast. As if they fasted. She'eino dome mitzvah she'esh bo tza'ar, lefum tzara agra, kamo she'amru, lefum tzara agra. So, yeh nechshav achil zu lifnei Hashem ki'ilu hoya tainis. So Hashem phrased it this way to give us extra schar for eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Now it's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah just says very nonchalantly, mitzvah min haTorah. It's not so pasha. Sharat Zion here, Ois Aleph says, Ken Yechirah Magen Avram, V'simin Tov Kuf Ayin. If you go back to Tov Kuf Ayin, Hilchos Ta'anios, it talks about someone who is makabel upon himself. We actually discussed this in Hilchos, probably Hilchos Tisha B'Av. If one is makabel upon himself to fast on days that he's not allowed to fast, what's the din? So there's a difference if it's a day that you're not allowed to fast min haTorah, or a day that you're not allowed to fast midrabanan. Is it Purim? Is it Hanukkah? Is it Shabbos? Is it Yontif? So Erev Yom Kippur, the Machaber says, Einam Ela midrabanan. Erev Yom Kippur, the Isser of fasting on Erev Yom Kippur, and the mitzvah to eat is only midrabanan, says the Machaber. Ella, but he concludes, from the Rambam it sounds like the Isser fasting on Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is min haTorah. And there the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Yud Dalet, the very end of Siman Tov Kuf Ayin says, Ayin b'magen Rambam shemachriya the Erev Yom Kippur ha'Isser l'sanas bo hu da'oraisa. So here the Mishnah Berurah is just so same like the Magen Avraham and the Rambam of Tov Kuf Ayin, but it is noteworthy that the Mechaber holds that this mitzvah is only midrabanan. But the Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the Magen Avraham against the Mechaber, like the Rambam, mitzvah min haTorah. Hagah, note, says Rama, hold on, but also this Anos Bo, you're now at a fast on Erev Tisha B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur, afilu tainis chalom, even if it's a tainis chalom. V'nader l'sanas bo, if you took a neder to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, so then ayin le'el, simin tov kuf ayin, he says sif beis, but it's really sif aleph and sif beis and sif gimel, the whole thing discusses if he was makabel, kabbalah's tainis, and neder, a shvua, the status of Erev Yom Kippur. Now, what is the idea, why, there's a machlokes if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa d'rabbanan of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah paskins it's d'oraisa. Now it's very interesting that the poskim give reasons. First, Dirshu footnote 1 brings down from Rashi and the Rosh that the achila Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana for fasting the next day. Rabbeinu Yonah says that really, Yom Kippur is a yontif, like every other. Not like any other, but Yom Kippur is a yontif. The Mishnah calls it one of the happiest day, that and Tu B'Av, happiest days on the Jewish calendar, last Mishnah in Tainis. And there was Roy Tevasuda, Elamai, the essence of Yom Kippur is to fast. So you can't have the Suda. So the Suda that should be had on Yom Kippur to celebrate the Yontif of Yom Kippur, we have on Erev Yom Kippur. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Also, k'day laharos es ha-simcha ba'agia zman ha-kapara. And it's like other Yom Tovim. Then there's a discussion, is this relevant to women? Are women chayev, have a mitzvah to eat? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a suffix. It's a mitzvah sase she'azman groma, perhaps. And therefore, women should be putter. Or maybe, you know, there's some sort of hekesh. It is learned out from the pasuk that tells us to fast on Yom Kippur. So it's just like we have Zachar v'Shamor to teach us that women are chayev in kiddush min haTorah, even though it's a mitzvah sase she'azman groma. And we have a hekesh of chametz and matzah to tell me that women have a mitzvah sase daraisa of eating matzah just like men because they're included in the isur chametz. So perhaps there's room today. Same thing over here. It's connected to fasting on Yom Kippur. Obviously, women are chayev to fast on Yom Kippur. And memela, they're included in the mitzvah sase of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's a discussion in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which he leaves as a tzarach in, as does the Rashash. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say it's totally if it's a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah derabanan. He says if it's daraisa, then we don't have a ribui to include women. I guess we can't play this, you know, heckish game on our own, and therefore women would be putter. But if it's midrabanan, so then it's related to the tainis. I mean, according to the reasons, it should be relevant to women. But when we're dealing with a mitzvah, certainly mitzvah daraisa, we don't, you know, we're not darshin and time of the crow exactly. We don't start looking at reasons to figure out how it goes. Why do women have to fast on Yom Kippur? Why do women have to fast on Yom Kippur? Is Yom Kippur, we're not up to that yet. Is that if Yom Kippur is a mitzvah sase she'azman groma v'inisim es nafsho seichem, which we translate as don't eat. We translate that as a lo sase, but really it's formulated as an ase. I assume that there's a kol ha'ezrach b'yisrael. I assume there's some ribui that includes women over there, but I'm not up to that yet, and I'm not holding. What? Okay, yeah, I'm sure there's some ribui. Then there's a discussion if you should make a bracha on this fast. I'm sorry, if you make a bracha on eating. Why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of eating? Then what if a person is potter from fasting on Yom Kippur? He's a cholish yesh bo sakana. Does he have a mitzvah to eat? Does he not have a mitzvah to eat? It, you know, gets into the a little bit. You know, that would seem to be the nafkamina between the reasons. But again, who gives us the right to make nafkaminas lahalacha on certainly on a mitzvah daraisa? So that's another discussion. Then they bring down that Reb Chaim Volozhiner and his brother were noig to eat all day long. Myro Diskin, the Saba Mikam, walk around eating raisins all day. The mitzvah, the more you eat, the more mitzvah there is. They bring down from the Dirshu brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, Apiha Arizal, that one should have two sudos of bread on Erev Yom Kippur. Some are noig like that. Then what is the shear of eating? Hold on, what's the shear to be mekayim in the midst of eating on Yom Kippur? You don't have to an Erev Yom Kippur. You don't have to eat all day long. Obviously, there might be a hiddur mitzvah, but that's not the chiyuv. Is it a kizayis b'doch kidei achilas pras, which is the shear achila on kol haTorah kula, or someone in Minchas Chinuch wants to say perhaps it's a koseves hagasa b'doch kidei achilas pras, which is the shear of chiyuv kares of eating on Yom Kippur? That's breaking the inui. So maybe it's tolui in that. Then there's a discussion the mitzvah relevant Leil Erev Yom Kippur or only on Erev Yom Kippur itself. Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left, so let's finish up the simit. Sit beis. Ain't no plan al pnei be'erev Yom Kippurim, no tachlon on Erev Yom Kippur. Mishabura says Siv Katan Gimel, do no again la'sasa k'sas kimo yontif, because Erev Yom Kippur is like a yontif. Hagar note says Rama, Gam ain omrim lam natseach umizmer lasoida. We don't say lam natseach and mizmer lasoida. Why not? Mishabur explains if katan dalid lam natseach. Mishum dechsev. The pasuk says Yan chashem yom tzara. Yom tzara. We don't say on a happy day. And Erev Yom Kippur is a happy day. And mizmer lasoida we don't say because bezman abayis hayu also lahakiv shum korban hanecha be Erev Yom Kippur. You were not allowed to bring korbanos that you had to eat on Erev Yom Kippur because most korbanos, a shlamim, or even a korban toda, which is the mizmor l'soida. Korban toda, you have one day and one night. Shlamim, you have 2 days and one night. But you're not going to leave over. You leave over, it's an issa daraisa of nosar. And therefore, we're not mivin kach on the base of psul. Chazal did not set us up for, they want to set us up for success. So we're not allowed to bring, let's say, a korban at Erev Yom Kippur, and then you have to eat it before Yom Kippur. So you're minimizing the time in which you're allowed to eat it, and increasing the chances that it actually becomes nosar, and you violate that Torah prohibition of leaving over the korban. And so, therefore, since we didn't bring it, there was no korban, korbanos todah were not allowed to be brought on Erev Yom Kippur, therefore we don't say mizmor sod. Hu adin, it wasn't brought on Erev Pesach, because it was made out of chametz. And same thing, we don't say mizmor sod on Erev Pesach. We're almost finished. Gam ein urban kodim alasa shacha harbe slichos. We don't see a lot of slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. V'yesh makomos nogin harbas b'slichos. Some places do say a lot of slichos. That kol afi haminig. Our minig is not to say a lot of slichos. Erev Yom Kippur is the smallest slichos of the year. Ule'in amiras avinu makena b'Erev Yom Kippur yesh bo machlokes bein achronim. Is a machlokes achronim im avinu makena should be said on Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Rama, Uminag Iri, the minag of my city, Shalola Amra, we don't say Avinu Makeinu on Erev Yom Kippur, says the Rama. Unless, Kim Kishachal Yom Kippur B'Shabbos, unless Yom Kippur itself is going to fall out on Shabbos, She'ein Omrim Bo Avinu Makeinu, and then we don't say Avinu Makeinu on Yom Kippur Shabbos, Oh, Zaminu Naso Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, so then we say Avinu Makeinu Erev Yom Kippur Shachris when it falls out on Friday, because you're not going to be saying Avinu Makeinu on Yom Kippur because it falls out on Shabbos. Mishnah Sif Katan 8 points out, with Friday morning you'll say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur Erev Shabbos, but not at Mincha. But at Mincha, Ein Omrin Osov B'chol Gavne, you're not going to say it at Mincha at all, and that is Siman Tov Reish Dalet.